Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today going to be cloudy and cold, high only near 30 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it is 24, 22 in Burlington, Milwaukee 25, also 24 degrees in Racine. Too many questions and concerns in the Racine Unified School Board's apparent unanimous support for alternatives to an administration proposal for new school start and end times has resulted in the decision to stay the course for at least another year. The message sent out to parents yesterday afternoon by administration, which explained how the proposed changes would have allowed additional instruction time for students, more professional development days for teachers, the elimination of early release days, and the school year ending the first week in June. Board member Matt Hanser and board president Mike Frontier both expressing great concern about the 7 a.m. start for high schools during Monday night's work session. The proposal had called for elementary schools to go from 9 in the morning till 4:11 in the afternoon, 8 a.m. to 3:26 p.m. for the middle schoolers, and 7 a.m. to 2:41 p.m. for the high school students. Racine's Common Council last night approving free Saturday parking at downtown meters and lots and ramps for the rest of the month as an inducement toward holiday shopping, though the discussion also expanded to include West Racine Uptown and modern technology. Alderman Jeff Colo said employees and people living above the businesses, they're just going to take advantage of it.
I'm not against the free parking, but I don't think that we're going to accomplish what we want out of this by opening up the meters because people aren't going to move their cars.
Alderman Ray DeHaan, who proposed only free parking downtown, said that the business owners can handle the employees taking up those free spaces.
If you're an employer and your employee's doing that, if they work for me, they wouldn't be parking there because where are they parked now? If you run a business and you truly care about your business downtown, you aren't going to encourage your employees to park anywhere where your customers are coming.
Downtown business owner Mary Osterman and Citizen Commons said that meter payment limitations are the problem. Mayor Dickard noted that the city is moving right now on the bidding toward upgrades of the meters to be smartphone compatible when it comes to payments. An announcement coming tomorrow by BMO Harris Bank, which may confirm rumors that the company is looking at building a new office structure in downtown Milwaukee. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the bank has been searching for more modern office space over the past few months and has agreed to work with a Milwaukee developer, Ergens, on a new facility. Spokesperson for the developer would not address any specific questions on a possible development on North Water Street. The Burlington Common Council last night, without discussion, approving the 2017 city budget and a tax rate decrease of 17 cents per thousand of evaluation. That according to City Treasurer and Budget Officer Steve DeQuaker.
On Lewis Street, that is in bad need of repair. So this also includes the Carlson-Detman numbers, which was the $123,000. It also includes the adjustments made to the self-insurance fund, as we discussed.
There are also several questions about the budget from Burlington Aldermen during the Committee of the Whole meeting, but no citizen comments during the regular council meeting, and then the Aldermen gave unanimous approval. 10 Racine County Fire Departments would be able to purchase new radio equipment under a proposed loan agreement with Racine County, which was recommended for approval by the County Board's Government Services Committee. City of Burlington Fire Chief Alan Babe told the committee that many of the departments are using equipment purchased back in the late 1980s.
And a lot of our fire departments on the West End have not replaced that radio equipment since that time. So we're looking at equipment that is not only obsolete, you can't get the parts for them anymore, they're not supported. They're not intrinsically safe.
He said that purchasing the equipment would be cost prohibitive for many West End departments. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave said the plan was originally proposed by Racine Fire Chief Steve Hansen, with the city among the departments taking advantage of the loans. Full county board to vote on the recommendation at its December 20th meeting. Some Wisconsin counties are now done with their recounts in the presidential election. Dodge, Ozaukee, Washington, Sheboygan, and Walworth counties finished yesterday. Milwaukee County has five machines counting 5,000 ballots an hour. Waukesha County also using machines to go through their ballots. Kenosha and Racine County clerks both expect to be done by the December 12th deadline. Former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, he's expected to appear in Kenosha next week, part of a taping of a national cable TV program.
Sanders will discuss trade issues in the aftermath of the presidential election with Chris Hayes, host of All In with Chris Hayes, a program that airs weeknights on MSNBC. The show is expected to be taped Monday at 2 p.m. at UAW Local 72 headquarters for that evening's broadcast and will include a panel discussion, according to State Representative Todd Onstad, who's been helping coordinate arrangements. The show is seeking a studio audience but hopes to cap attendance at 200 or so, according to Onstad. This will be Sanders' second trip to Kenosha this year. He spoke at Carthage College in advance of the state's presidential primary this past spring. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
There are three standing committees to the Racine Common Council, but other committees, boards, and commissions also do governmental work for the city, and the Committee of the Whole talked about aldermen having the ability to be a part of those discussions as ex officio members. City Attorney Scott Letney noted that the original request focused in on the council committees, but amended language could include others after some investigation by his office.
I can't tell you for sure about ex officio or membership of all committees. I know that every city in the state of Wisconsin appoints members of standing committees in different ways, and they don't all call all of them the same thing. In fact, probably rarely are any two cities call their committees the same thing. So they're pretty much all over the board. I mean, we could certainly provide you that information.
Committee recommendation 7-6 in favor of amending the ordinance and allowing non-standing committee aldermanic participation at the standing meetings, but no voting authority, and perhaps all committees, is allowed by law. The committee later rejected a motion to change the rules of their meetings to of those standing committees versus the Common Council's procedures. The Racine Council did ask some questions last night, did not debate, though a Finance Committee supported a proposal to switch a Medicare-eligible retiree's insurance plan to a Medicare Advantage plan as of January 1st, which is described as a better plan. City Attorney Letney noting that the county had benefited from this change, and the only big difference could be the cost of out-of-pocket prescriptions with some of the retirees. Well, like several of the employees here at WRJN over the 90 years of our existence in broadcasting, certain programs on the radio have stayed around for a good number of years. One of them, the Sunday Evening Concert with Ralph Schoenleben, the longest-running classical music program in the country. Ralph had so many stories to tell about his 54 years of that program and the knowledge of the music genre that he knew so well. One of the stories, the guy who followed him in his car from our studios to downtown one night.
He swung in beside me, jumped out of his car and ran over and he said, "Say, are you Schoenleben?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You know that duet they sing in the American Airlines commercial? What's that taken from?" I said, "Well, that's from the opera Lock Me by Dulieb. They call it the flower song." "Gee," he said, "I've been trying for months to find out what that was." He ran back to his car and drove away.
On our 75th anniversary show from Memorial Hall, Ralph mentioned a city police officer met him at the front door one night, said he was a fan and wanted to escort Ralph to his car to go home. Ralph Schoenleben, another of the many voices on WRJN over our 90 years. More tomorrow on our newscasts and this Sunday morning again at 8 o'clock. Tune in for a 30-minute special anniversary program. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form. They're on our webpage throughout the day. Just go to WRJN.com and look in the local news section. WRJN news updates and status reports are on Twitter, at WRJN News. And in case you hadn't heard, WRJN now on FM, 98.1 Kenosha, 99.9 in Racine. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.